On the KSRO live line with us is Debbie Mason. She is the CEO of Healthcare Foundation Northern Sonoma County. Debbie, good to talk to you again.
Good morning, Pat.
Great to have you here. And Go Red, the first Friday of February, and it has a personal, very personal significance for women with regard to heart disease.
Yes, it does. You know, a lot of people don't realize that heart disease is the number one killer of women. And one in three deaths of women a year is actually from heart disease, and it's kind of a silent killer of women. And the American Heart Association started this Go Red for Women initiative years ago, and it's gained a lot of traction.
Yeah, it seems like everybody knows about it, and it is the first Friday of February tomorrow, so away we go. And are there any particular things that your foundation does with regard to February and heart health for women?
Well, we've been doing a lot of efforts, as have many other funders around the county, about bringing this to bear. The Health Action Chapters have an initiative going around heart disease, focused on people getting their blood pressure checked. It's as simple as that. That's the gateway indicator. And so we bought a blood pressure machine years ago that stays at Big John's, and we move it around the county for health fairs and health initiatives, and we plan to buy more of those this year. And United Way and the Center for Well-Being and some other folks have put out a really good publicity campaign just trying to get people to go get your blood pressure checked. You can do it for free in so many places.
Well, part of the thing about it seems to be a common thread between most healthcare providers is that women just are still not very good at taking care of ourselves and always put ourselves last on the list when it comes to, you know, getting your blood pressure checked, getting tests that you need to have done, you know, making sure that you have your checkups, et cetera. And that's part of the problem with the prevalence of healthcare or heart care issues with women.
Well, the other part of it is women simply don't believe it can happen to them. And so what the research shows is a lot of women don't know the signs and they just ignore them. You know, okay, they know don't smoke, but they don't really think about managing blood sugar or lowering cholesterol or even knowing their family history because it is a hereditary issue.
Yes, it is a hereditary issue, and the best idea and focus on in the month of February is to just make sure you get your checkups. I mean, you know, depending on your age, of course, those checkups are going to be a little bit different. But you've the foundation, the Healthcare Foundation of Northern Sonoma County, also has a fundraiser coming up that sounds pretty interesting. Noche de Amor. Tell us about that.
Well, speaking of heart, Noche de Amor is really focused on love of self, love of family, love of community. And it's an event we're putting on. People can go to our website, healthcarefoundation.net, to purchase tickets. $100 general admission, $200 for premier seating. And the event is really focused on bringing attention to not only heart health and general health, but also people's mental health, particularly after the wildfires.
Ah.
So we're announcing a new initiative that's a collaborative with a lot of players around the county. We're raising money to be able to provide mental health counseling in group sessions and individual sessions to anybody in the county that needs it. And so we'll be kicking off with some very large gifts that night and hoping to get matching funding. And the goal is that people who don't have insurance and don't have a way to pay for this kind of care get it without regard for if they can pay for it or not.
Well, I'm sure, Debbie, that you know that this issue is more important than ever, with word coming out just this week that there are going to be some significant cuts when it comes to staffing and services provided by the County of Sonoma and mental health. We, you know, all agree that it's probably the worst possible time for that to happen, but there was talk of discussion about it before the fires, and it seems to be really just a matter of how much and how many people at this point. So it's more important than ever that those services become available somewhere for people.
You know, Pat, access to mental health was a crisis before the fires, and now it's just such a tremendous need. As people get past the holidays and they're into January and they're looking at what their reality is going to be for the next couple of years, whether they rebuild, can they rebuild, you know, just what new normal is, depression sets in and a lot of other mental health issues set in. And we want to be able to make sure we have community conversations that people can access. And then if they need group counseling or individual counseling, they can get it. And also just to remove the stigma, part of what we're raising money for is a campaign to just say, hey, check in 707. If you have some of these symptoms, they're completely normal.
Yeah.
And you should get help.
And one of the our friends at North Bay Biz, just in their latest magazine, just came out with an article particularly about first responders and their need for some professional assistance after the fires. And, of course, that makes perfect sense to all of us that they would be just notoriously and understandably affected deeply by their participation, what they had to do, what they had to see and hear and all of that.
Absolutely. And so that our Noche de Amor event is meant to kick off a giant fundraiser. We figured out it's going to take more than $500,000 to be able to do this. But we're really committed that people in Sonoma County should have access to the mental health services they need, because that affects your stress, which then affects your car care. It's all a part of care.
And what do you find right now, Debbie, in the northern part of Sonoma County in terms of recovery in this regard?
Well, it's interesting. The northern zone wasn't hit so much with the actual fire.
Right.
But what we have been hit with is the influx of folks that have moved into our area that came from the fire-affected areas.
Yeah.
And so they're moving into our region. Maybe they know people, maybe they don't. They've lost their normal neighborhood support systems. They have to start that all over. You know, a lot of employers have folks who they've tried to help with housing. So we're really seeing more of the walking survivors in our area because they got displaced to the northern region.
Well, you know, people who were, you know, I don't think anybody was unaffected by the fires, but the areas that were that were least affected by the fires themselves were the ones with outstretched arms accepting everybody who was. And so you know, that in itself is a direct effect of the fires. And we are appreciative of those many communities that have taken in so many of us who have no place else to go at this point.
That's it. And so I think, you know, the next 5 years is creating a new normal for everyone, whether your house burned down or not. As you say, Pat, everybody was affected in some way.
Yes, indeed. Well, it sounds like good work in the mental health world and with the Noche de Amor celebration on February 10th. You know, an evening of dance has got to be good for the heart, right?
Exactly. We're going to get you out there and get you active with some fun dancing in a, you know, casual environment and great food and just celebration of life.
Sounds good. And we will all be wearing red tomorrow. I know you will, too. And let us know how our listeners can take advantage of your latest fundraiser and get tickets, too.
Great. Go to healthcarefoundation.net and you can click on Noche de Amor and buy tickets or become a sponsor and come out and learn what we're doing for the health of Sonoma County.
Very good. Very good. Debbie, great to talk to you again. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Pat. You too.
All right. That's Debbie Mason, the CEO of Healthcare Foundation, Northern Sonoma County, talking about the Go Red program, which begins tomorrow. I mean, it's okay to wear red today, but everybody, hopefully all the women will be wearing red tomorrow. And the Noche de Amor celebration that will happen on February 10th. And you can go to the healthcarefoundation.net to find out more about that. And glad to share that with you.